Sechtes Bab Basra, Daf Pei Beis, five lines for the top of Daf Pei Beis and Aleph, and on Mishnah, Daf Pei Aleph and Aleph, we learned that the Tanakhama stated, that if Shimon purchases two trees within Reuven's field, then Shimon would not be koinu to the kako, and he would not be able to replant these trees if they die. The Mishnah then continued that Lefida Tanakhama, Va'ilim in a Geza Shaloi, Umin Ashrashim Shil Bala Kako, any shoots that grow from the Geza would belong to Bala Ilan, and belong to Shimon. However, anything that grows from the roots would actually belong to the Bala Sada and would belong to the Reuven. Generally, we translate the word Geza as the trunk of the tree, and the word Shrashim are the roots. The Gemara now asks that regarding the din of our Mishnah, Hechidam min ha-Geza v'Hechidam min ha-Shrashim, how do we define the trunk of the tree, and how do we define the roots of the tree? And Amar Rabbi Echon explains, Kol Shuroi Pnecham Zeu min ha-Geza, that any part of the tree and any growth that is able to see the sun, meaning that's above the ground, even if it's growing out of an area that we would generally call the roots, it would still be considered growing out of the trunk and therefore would belong to the Bala Ilan. And any growth that would grow out of the roots of the ground and it would be growing from an area that we can't see above ground, that would be considered that it's growing from the roots of the tree and therefore the Bala Sada would own those shoots. Gemara continues and asks a question on Rabbi Echon, that how can you say that any growth that is coming from an area that's above ground is considered that it's growing from the trunk of the tree, and even if these shoots are much further away from the tree, we would still say that the owner of the tree would have a right to these shoots. And if so, and some agrees that maybe after these shoots already grew out of the ground and people already knew that Shimon owns these shoots, at some later point the dirt of the ground may cover up some of the roots that are growing above ground, and it would seem that Shimon bought three separate trees from Reuven, and then Shimon could go in Taina Tlasa's Venusly, that you actually sold me three separate trees, the Isli Ara, and I have a right to the land. And Shimon will claim that even if any of these trees would actually die or dry up, that I have a right to replant them. Rashbam explains that the Gemara's question is, that how could it be that Rabbanim would be misakin that the buyer has a right to any shoots that are growing above ground, if this would cause a loss to the seller, as possibly Shimon only owns one Ilan, and if the Rabbanim state that any shoots that grow from an area that's above ground will belong to Shimon, and of course all three trees have to be within the shear that the Gemara will define on that Pei Beis and Mebeis, if so, Rabbanan should have stated that although Shimon has a right to these shoots, he must cut these shoots down immediately, and he could keep them for the wood, and he could use them as firewood. Otherwise, there's a potential that there will be a loss to the seller. Gemara answers, that both Rab Nachman and Rab Yechon state, although a Mishnah states that kol yetzim min ha-gezer harein shaloi, and the owner of the trees has a right to these shoots, he wouldn't be able to leave these shoots growing in the field, as if he would do so, there's a potential that the seller would have a loss, and he has to actually cut them down immediately, and he could keep the wood, and for example, use it for firewood, or use it for any purpose that he wants. And keep in mind, although the Gemara had a Hamina, that when Rabbi Yechon stated Kol Shurei Pnei Chama Zeo Min HaGeza, Rabbi Yechon himself stated Yokutz, that certainly Shimon could only cut down this shoot and he can't actually keep the shoots there, as potentially he would then be able to cheat the Meichar. And the Maisa the Ran discusses what would happen if Shimon actually leaves his shoots there, and after a period of time he makes the claim that I actually bought three trees from Reuven and therefore I have a right to Kaka. The Ran brings down two different shitas. Number one, Neman Lekech Lema Tlas Avnesli Shum De Yochel Lema Kan Nimsa V'Kan Hoya. And even though if we would actually dig up the ground, we would see that all three of these trees are really growing out of one tree. And even so, Shimon would have the ability to make a claim that he originally bought three trees from Reuven. However, Vachirim Emrim of the state, the Kivin Shiyotzi Me'ilon Echad, as even if Shimon would make this claim, but after we investigate, we will find out that they're actually growing out of one tree, then the buyer and Shimon would have to bring a raya that they actually bought three trees. And even though Shimon will never be able to actually win in court and never be able to just make a claim that I own these three trees and I bought them as three separate trees, but even so, the only reason Rav Nachman Rabbi Yechon explained that Shimon has to cut down these shoots is in order that Reuven will not be brought to Bezin, as of course that would be a major techa for Reuven to have to go to Bezin cousin and also try to prove that he actually only sold one tree to Shimon, and he would have to dig up the field and be able to show that all three of these trees are really growing out of one original tree. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let us recall that on that Peyum Beis, the Gemara brought a Braisa and discussed various scenarios where Shimon bought the rights to specific trees from Reuven. All he purchased was the right to use the wood of these trees. And the Gemara then stated, "But the Kalam of Razim Choyfum Misharish, that if Shimon bought the rights to a palm tree or to a cedar tree, then he could cut it completely down and he could uproot the tree. Lefish in Gizim Machlof, when these trees dry up and they die, they don't regenerate, and therefore when Reuven sold this tree to Shimon, so he sold him the complete tree, including its roots." Our Gemara now states, "Amar Rav Nachman Naktinan Dekel in Legeza, that we have a Kabbalah from our Rebbeim that a palm tree doesn't have a trunk." And the Gemara, of course, understands that a palm tree has a very long trunk, and actually its branches grow at the top of the tree. And as we previously learned, in order to pick dates that grow at the top of a palm tree, the farmer would have to use a rope ladder in order to harvest the dates on a palm tree. So the Gemara understood that Rav Nachman doesn't mean that a dekel doesn't have any trunk, and therefore the Gemara wants to understand what Rav Nachman was trying to teach us. And so Zvid wanted to explain that where Rav Nachman stated dekel in legeza, he meant to state in legeza l'bal dekel, that the din that our Mishnah taught us that hayotzi min hageza is shaloi is shel bal dekel, and it belongs to Shimon, does not apply. And even though a dekel could have shoots that grow from the bottom of the tree, but kikivel michbel l'sharishkai asuchim mesach daite, since when Shimon buys the rights to the dekel, he understands that at some point when it dries up and it dies, he will not be able to replant this tree, and therefore he understands that it's a limited purchase, and he understands that potentially this tree will die within the next few days or very quickly. His main point of buying the tree is in order to cut it down and use its wood. Therefore, Shimon never intended to buy any of the shoots that grow out of the trunk of the tree. As Rashbam states, like Dami l'shari lanes, as a palm tree is not similar to other trees, Shim yofshu b'roishon koitzel l'mata v'choiz v'gdelen shari gizem machlev k'etanya l'el. When other trees start drying out, then you could prune the tree, and then the tree will regenerate and become stronger and grow new branches. And therefore, Shimon never intended to be coined these shoots. And the Gemara continues, "Maskalar Apapa." So Apapa asks a question on the way to Azvid, explained the Shitra of Nachbin. And our Mishnah taught us a din stoma, and a tortoise by all Ilonis, if Shimon buys two trees from Reuven, and therefore he doesn't have a right to the actual kaka, and therefore if the tree dries out, then Shimon will only have a right to uproot the tree and take the wood of the tree, but he won't have a right to replant the tree. And certainly the Mishnah is also talking about a case of a palm tree, and even so, the Mishnah teaches us Shimon has a right to any shoots that grow out of the trunk of the tree or anything that is roi pnei chamo. And therefore we see that Shimon is not mesiach das from those things that are growing out of the trunk of the tree, even though it's lemichmel lemishrash. Therefore, Elamar Papa, so our Papa explains that in Chinami, I agree with you that Rav Nachman stated dekel in legeza. He meant to teach us the halacha that you stated that in legeza l'bal dekel, that Shimon doesn't have a right to those shoots that grow from the trunk of the tree and grow from an area that's roi pnei chamo. The reason that you gave is incorrect, as I hold that the reason why he doesn't have a right to those shoots is l'fisha im moitzi geza, and generally shoots don't grow out of the bottom of a palm tree, and as we know, the branches of a palm tree grow at the top of the palm tree, and therefore Shimon never thought that it would actually be any shoots that grow from the bottom of this palm tree, and therefore when he bought the rights to the tree from Reuven, he never included the shoots in the purchase. As Rashbam states, v'afilu mikri v'yotze min hageza harei shel bal hakaka, and even if at some point you do have some shoots that grow out of an area that's roi pnei chamo, it would still belong to the bal hakaka and not to Shimon. U'masnisim b'ilonis harigil l'hoitze geza mari, and our Mishnah would stated that if someone purchases two trees from Reuven, then Shimon does have a right to any growth that come out of the geza, and it's mashmit speaking about all trees, zok Rashbam, but certainly the Mishnah is not talking about a dekel, as the Mishnah is only speaking about those trees where it's normal for shoots to grow out of an area that's closer to the bottom of the tree, loy b'dekel hoyov l'shchiach l'hitzi geza, and the Mishnah is specifically not talking about a palm tree, since it's not normal for it to grow any shoots out of the trunk of the tree or out of the roots of the tree. And the reason why Shimon is not koino, d'chol musav l'masak l'kech adayte loy koni, and let's point out that although the Rashbam explains how our Papa will explain our Mishnah, however, Ayin Taisa Diva Maskel, Maskel our Papa, Perish our country is the Parach Mishun Masis Loy Mifilga, Umari Afilu Bedekel, Vetaminim K, Mai Mishan our Papa, Lididay Namitikshe, Umashatirish Bekuntri Zero Dechik, and Taisa doesn't like this Taisa of Rashbam, and Taisa also asks another question we'll get back to in a moment, and therefore Taisa learns our Sigur differently than Rashbam. Gemara continues and asks, "Lo Razvid Kash Masisin." The Lamaisa, Rav Papa had a good question on Razvid, and how will Razvid explain our Mishnah? How could the Mishnah state that in all cases that if Shimon bought two trees from Reuven, that he has a right to those shoots that grow out of an area that's Roy Pnei Chama? The Gemara answers that in a Chanami, our Mishnah is not talking about a scenario where Shimon bought two palm trees from Reuven and he bought it stama. In that case, certainly the din of Razvid would apply, as Rav Nachman stated, Dekel in Legeza, the Kibin Lamechba Lusharish Kari, Asuch Mesach Taite. Certainly Shimon would not be koina any shoots that grow out of the trunk of the tree. However, the Mishnah is talking about a scenario where Shimon bought the rights to the palm tree for a 5-year period, and even if it would dry up within 5 years, Shimon still had a right to go and replant this palm tree as long as it was within 5 years. Therefore, Shimon was not Mesach Taite, he intended to purchase any shoots that grow out of the trunk of the tree. And as Rashbam states, for Hilkel Kivin Mishtab Dali Aralus Man Kotzov, Le Mesach Taite Menageza, I will hear the Zabalay Stoma, Shafilim Yomas of Seif Yemi Yemayim, La Akal Sharish Koi, Hasan Vade Mesach Taite, as we explained. And Tezis is that it's very hard to explain our Mishnah in the manner that Rashbam is explaining our Gemara. As our Mishnah stated, in Mesu Ein Lekaka, that if the tree dies and it dries up, then Shimon doesn't have a right to replant the tree, and it's mashma that even if it would dry up within 5 years, that there would be no right for Shimon to replant this tree, and therefore it's not mashma that this is the case of a Mishnah, Ayin Taisis, and Ayin Taisis how he understands our Gemara. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, Kana Shlesha Kana Kaka, if Shimon buys 3 trees from Reuven, then we consider that they bought a state Elon, therefore Shimon owns the Kaka that surrounds the trees, and since he owns the Kaka, therefore certainly if the trees would dry up, he would have a right to replant these trees. And our Gemara begins and asks for Kama, and how much land does he acquire together with these trees? And Amar Rabbi Chiya Ba'Abba, Amar Rabbi Echlon. So Rabbi Chiya Ba'Abba explains that Amar Rabbi Echlon, Hareze Kona, Tachtein, Ubeinein, Vichutzlen, Kimloi, Oyer, Vesaloi. Shimon will acquire all the Kaka that's underneath these trees, as well as the branches, and he will also be Kona between these trees. And as Rashbam explains, Kaka Megula should be Neufis Ilan Zel, Neufis Ilan Zeh. For example, if Shimon bought 3 trees, he bought tree A, tree B, and tree C. He planted in triangular fashion, Shimon will acquire all the area that's between the trees. Even if the branches of tree A, tree B, and tree C do not reach each other, Shimon would still be koina any area that's between the trees, as well as all the area that's formed within the triangle. Finally, not only will Shimon be koina all the area that's underneath the branches, but Shimon will even be koina an area that's outside the branches, which will serve as an area that the person who's actually walking around the tree in order to harvest the fruits of the tree will be able to walk around the tree in a comfortable manner and carry the basket in which he will place the fruits together with him. We continue on that pei beis and beis, and Rashbam states kamoi oira, and oira refers to the person that is harvesting the crop, the salo biyodoi, and his basket is in his hand, lelake peris hanoifis achitzaynes, in order for him to collect those fruits that are close to the edge of the tree and which are furthest away from the trunk of the tree. And Rashbam brings a pasuk in Tehillim as well as a pasuk in Shir Hashirim to show that the word oira means someone that's picking fruit. And as the pasuk in Tehillim states, lom paratza gedurea varua kol ivri darech, why have you breached its fences? But all that walk by the tree will be able to pick its fruits. And Rashbam explains that there are various words that are used in the Gemara when defining someone that is harvesting fruits, as oira shayach lemeim potanim, as the oira is referring to someone that's picking and harvesting figs, ubaitza banovim vekoitza betfua vegoida betparim umaisa bezazim umalake pishari lones ayin sham. Let's keep in mind that although we just stated that Shimon has a right to all the area that's between the trees, and as we stated, he's kona tachtein ubeinein vechutzlan kamloi oir v'saloi. However, the Gemara will define how much space can be between the trees, and Shimon will still be considered he bought 3 trees and he bought a state lawn, and therefore he would have a right to the area that forms between the trees. However, certainly if Shimon bought 3 trees and he bought one in one area and a second much further away and a third much further away from that tree, then it doesn't form a state lawn. In that case, it would be considered as if Shimon bought 3 separate trees, and the first in the Mishnah would apply that he would not have a right to the kaka, and if the trees would dry up, he would not have a right to replant these trees. Before we continue with the Gemara, let us recall the machlekes that we had between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon. We discussed this machlekes a few times in Masechet Bava Basra, and number one, at the beginning of Hamichas Sabayis, after the parak started on Daf Samach Aleph and stated Hamichas Sabayis Lo Yimochi Yitzia, etc., next Mishnah on Daf Samach Dalam and Aleph continued Lo Yisabor V'Lo Yisados. Reuven sold the house to Shimon, then Reuven does not include in the sale a bor and dus that's in the house. The Mishnah then brings a machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim, as v'tzarach likachlei derech to Rabbi Kiva, v'chama oimrim ein tzarach likachlei derech. And as the Gemara explained, Rabbi Kiva holds meicha bayin yafu meicha, and therefore when Reuven sold the home to Shimon, he doesn't retain any part of the home for himself, and although he keeps the bar and dos, which are considered separate items, Reuven does not retain a right of way for himself. The only way that he'll be able to actually access the bar and dos is only if he specifies in the shtar mechira that he's retaining a right of way, or if he actually purchases that right of way from Shimon. However, the Chacham argue, and they hold meicha ba'ayin rahu meicha, and therefore since Reuven understood that he's going to have a right to the bar and dos, so therefore he definitely left the right of way for himself, and he never sold it to Shimon. Similarly, when the Mishnayos discuss a meichas asada, which begins at the bottom of the samach esam beis, and then the Mishnah continues and the ayin alpha medalvan states lo yisabor v'lo yisagas v'lo yisashevach. So once again, there's a machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim, as Rabbi Kiva holds v'tzarch lichachiderach as meicha ba'ayin yafu meicha, and Chachamim once again argue and they hold meicha ba'ayin ro meicha, and therefore he doesn't sell the right of way to Shimon. Although we won't get into this in great detail, however, let's also keep in mind that the Gemara and Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph in Ches Rabbatim actually spoke about our Gemara as well, when it spoke about the case of Mocha Kaka V'Shayi Lonis Lefanov as Yesh LeKaka, and it spoke about the Din of Rabbi Kiva and the Din of Chachamim. And it's also important to go back and learn the Taisis at the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, as well as the long Taisis on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Diva Maskel Mocha Lonis V'Shayi Kaka. And let's point out that the Rashbam and Asugya explains that certainly the Reish of our Mishnah that stated Hakoyne Shnei Lonis B'Teich Stei Chaveri HaReiz Eloikon Kaka, that if Shimon buys two trees within the field of Reuven, then Shimon does not acquire kaka, and Shimon doesn't have a right to replant these trees. That is specifically going with Pidach Chachamim that Meicha Bayin Rahu Meicha. However, according to Rabbi Kiva, that hold Meicha Bayin Yafu Meicha, even though Shimon only bought two trees, he would still have a right to the land that's underneath the trees, and Shimon would still have a right to replant these trees. And as we will see in a moment, that Rabbi Leza feels that since the Reish of the Mishnah is specifically going with Pidach Chachamim that Meicha Bayin Rahu Meicha, so therefore the Sefer of the Mishnah must also be going with Pidach Chachamim that Meicha Bayin Rahu Meicha, and therefore Maskelor Rabbi Leza. So Rabbi Leza now asks a question on the Shita Rabbi Echon that held when Shimon buys three trees from Reuven, that Shimon has a right not only to the area that's between the trees, but he even has a right to that area that's outside the perimeter of the trees, and Kamoy Oyer Vesaloi, that Shimon even has a right to that area that he will use in order to harvest his peiris. We will learn the question of Rabbi Leza based on the Geirsa of the Bach, Hashto Derech Inloi, Da Arachrita Hi, Kamoy Oyer Vesaloi Yeshloi, since our Mishnah is going Lefidei Chachamim, and certainly Lefidei Chachamim, if Reuven sold three trees to Shimon, then Shimon only has a right to that area that the trees are in, but Shimon doesn't have a right to right of way, and the only way that Shimon will be able to get to his trees is either by flying to his trees and being perech ba'avir, or by purchasing a right of way from Reuven. And even though without having a right of way, there really is no way for Shimon to benefit from these trees, and even so, the Chacham hold that Meicha Bayin Ro Meicha, and he doesn't have a right to this path. And if so, how could it be that Chacham would say that Shimon has a right to an area that surrounds his trees in order to be able to pick his peiris? Certainly, although it would be easier for Shimon to be able to walk around his trees and comfortably pick his peiris by walking around the trees with his basket, but certainly since Shimon has a right to the kaka that's underneath the area of the tree and even between the trees, certainly Shimon will be able to pick his peiris, and therefore certainly the Rabbanon should say that the meicha is ba'ayin rahu meicha, and the meicha wouldn't sell to Shimon the rights to an area that's outside of the perimeter of the trees. And let us see the Rashbam 10 lines after the beginning of the Yom HaMaskel, Maskel Lo Rabbi Leza, V'hu Adin Hachal Gabi Shloshi Ilonis, the Dami Lubar V'dos, Mishum Da Arachriti, as since he bought three trees, therefore it's considered like its own land, She'en Ilonis Netuyen B'kak Shel Baal Asada, She'yish Len Kaka V'chashiv Yisdei Ilon B'fnei Atzmai, Dami Lubar V'dos, She'u Kaka V'shus B'fnei Atzmai, V'lo Yishtabit Sedei Lo Yonaisu Shel Likach, D'neim Agam L'chol Sechei Yishtabit, Afidu Lasta Lider, K'lchamon Gabi Shnei Ilonis. And therefore, Rabbi Leza is bothered that how could it be that he actually acquires Kamoy Eir V'saloi, She'en Tzarech Lo Kol Kach Kamoy Derech, and Yeshloi, do you think that he would have a right to that bitmiyar? Harei Efshel Lalis B'ilam V'lilkoit, Inami Mitachter V'lakeit. Before the Gemara continues and explains the teretz to Rabbi Leza's question, the Gemara just mentions Amar Rab Zera. Rab Zera stated, Medivra Rabbeinu Nilmad, from the words of Rabbi Leza, we understand that Shleishu De'en Lo Derech, only time that Rabbanon hold that Shimon doesn't have a right to right away is only where he bought three trees, and therefore Reuven says to him, you bought a separate field, and therefore you have no right of way. And as Rabbi Leza stated, Hashta Derech Inloy Da Arachriti, and he specifically stated that the reason why you don't have any rights to right of way is because it's considered a separate entity and it's considered a separate stay Elon. However, Rabbi Zera explains, Hashnai Meishloy, that's Muchach from the words of Rabbi Leza, that if Shimon only bought two trees from Reuven, therefore Shimon doesn't have a right to the actual Sada and to any of the Kaka that's underneath or around the trees. And certainly, even Rabbanon would agree that Shimon Shimon would have right away, the Amalei ba'arid chokaimi, as Shimon says to Reuven, that I bought these two trees, and you understood that it's the middle of your land, and therefore you understood that the only way that I'll be able to pick and harvest the fruits of these trees is only by walking through your land, and therefore certainly you gave me a right away, and certainly you gave me this easement. And the Gemara still continues and defines the words Rabbi Elazar before it gets to the point of a teretz. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rav Nachman ba Yitzchak l'Rabbo, Sama Geris l'Rabbo, Leimer Rabbi Elazar, Les Lei de Shmuel Rabbi. Let us say that Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold like his Rabbi Shmuel, the Amma Shmuel, Alacha Kar B'Kiva, the Amma Meicha Ba'in Yafa Meicha, as Shmuel holds that Alacha follows Rabbi Kiva, that states Meicha Ba'in Yafa Meicha. And over here, Rabbi Elazar is actually being Mefarish HaMishnah, according to the Chachamim, and it seems that he holds Meicha Ba'in Ro Meicha. Gemara answers, Amalei, that Rabbi responds to Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, that in Chinami, really Rabbi Elazar holds like his Rabbi Shmuel, and he passes like Rabbi Kiva, that Meicha Ba'in Yafa Meicha, and certainly when someone buys a field, then he buys the right of way as well. However, the reason why Rabbi Elazar is asking this question and focusing on the Shita Rabbanon that hold Meicha Ba'in Rahu Meicha is because Lo Misuk Masitid Rabbi Kiva, that he felt that it's impossible to explain that a Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. Therefore, he's asking a question on Rabbi Echon that how could it be that Lefi the Shita of the Rabbanon, Shimon would have a right to the area that's Chutzlah and Kamloi Eir Vesaloi. Rabbi continues, B'mai, and how do we know that our Mishnah is going like Rabbanon? Minitana Yigdilu Yashba, since our Mishnah stated that if Shimon bought three trees from Reuven, then if the branches of this tree grow into the Rishus of Reuven, then Reuven has a right to cut these branches. And if the Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, then how could it be that the din would be that Reuven could actually cut these branches if L'chair, when Reuven sold the three trees to Shimon, he sold it by Yafa? Certainly that should include any area that's needed for the tree and any area that's needed for the tree's growth. And since the branches of this tree grow so long that they even go into Reuven's Rishus, that is also including the sale, and Reuven should not be able to cut these branches. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar feels that even the Seif of our Mishnah is going specifically like the Shita Chachamim, that Meicha Ba'in Rahu Meicha, and not Lefi the Shita Rabbi Kifa, that Meicha Ba'in Yafu Meicha. That's why Rabbi Elazar asked the question that since it seems that our Mishnah is going Lefi the Chachamim, then how could it be that Lefi the Chachamim, that whole Meicha Ba'in Rahu Meicha, if you don't even sell it right away, then certainly the area that's outside the perimeter of the tree, Kemloi Eir Vesaloi, should not be included in the sale either. Gemara now continues, Omalei, so Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak responds to Rabbi, Lemaisa Rabbi Elazar's question is not a valid question. The only way that he had this question is only if he explained that the Sefer of Mishnah is specifically going with the Chachamim. However, I could explain that the Sefer of Mishnah is going with Rabbi Kiva. And as Rav Nachman explains, Eimad Amar Rabbi Kiva, Gabi Bar Vados, Tlai Mach Shri Ara, that the only time Rabbi Kiva stated that Meicha Ba'in Yafu Meicha is in a similar case to a scenario, Reuven only sold a Bar and Dos to Shimon, and certainly he includes a right of way for Shimon, and neither the Bar or Dos or the right of way will cause any future damage to the remaining portion of Reuven's land. However, Gabi Ila Mishamitle, Maisa Rabbi Kiva would not hold the same halacha when Reuven sells trees to Shimon. Although Reuven is selling three trees to Shimon and he's selling them a stay Elon and he's including the Kaka, certainly Reuven did not give Shimon carte blanche rights to have access to his Sada. Certainly he didn't mean to give him any rights to have his branches hang over into the area that's considered Reuven's field, as that of course will cause damage to Reuven's field, as the branches will cause too much shade in his area and it won't be possible for Reuven to plant crops in his own field. Not only do the branches block sunlight, the branches that hang very low over Reuven's field will also block Reuven from actually being able to use his plow properly, and therefore certainly in that case Reuven did not give that right to Shimon. And as Rashbam states in the first of the wide lines, then he nami de isle yayin yofa gabi ilon b'mochi lonis v'shay kakalafonov, certainly as the Gemara states in Chesed HaBatim on Daflam Zayin Beis, that Reuven sells trees to Shimon, then certainly he includes the kaka that's underneath them, and Shimon could go and replant trees as Meicha Ba'in Yafu Meicha. However, Miu has a kodol kolkach, going Shema Abel Gamri Kaka Shaloi, Lesley Ayin Yafu, that certainly Rabbi Kiva doesn't agree that Reuven will give away his entire Sada in order to be nice to the buyer. Therefore, although the Sefer of the Mishnah states that when Shimon buys three trees from Reuven and he has a right to kaka, Reuven still has a right to cut off the branches of Shimon's trees, that is only because certainly Reuven doesn't give him klal blanche right to go and have his trees hang over his kaka. Therefore, certainly Reuven has a right to cut off those branches. However, certainly Benegia Derech or Benegia giving Shimon the rights to be able to go and harvest his trees and be able to pick his fruits, then certainly Reuven gives him that right, and therefore Reuven gave Shimon the rights to an area of Kamloi Eir Vesaloi. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar's question is not shver, as Ein Chinami, the Sefer of a Mishnah, is going to feed the Rishita of Rabbi Kiva, the Meicha Ba'in Yafa. But keep in mind that according to Rashbam, even at the Maskanas HaGemara, the Reish of the Mishnah is specifically going to feed the Chachamim, and the Sefer of the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva. As we mentioned, Ayin Taisis on Daflam Zayin Beis, that is Chiluk on the Rashbam. The Gemara continues and brings a rise to this point. Rabbi Kiva certainly doesn't hold that Meicha Bayin Nafu Meicha in a case where the buyer is actually damaging the seller's field. And as the Gemara states, Mila Meidu Rabbi Kiva Be'ilan Netel Techste Chaveri Shekritzis Mulei Madea Mal Gabi Mechresha. That certainly Rabbi Kiva is Meidu and is Maskim to the Stam Mishnah that we had on the last Amud of Perek Le'achba on Daf Chav Zayin Beis, and the Mishnah stated Ilan Shum Neitel Techste Chaveri Kaitis Mulei Madea Gabi Mechresha, that if Reuven and Shimon were partners and they split up a field, or if Reuven and Shimon were brothers and they split up Yerusha, now Shimon's tree is hanging over Reuven's field, and certainly Reuven has a right to cut down those branches. And as Rashbam points out, that just like in that scenario where Reuven and Shimon are owners of field that are right next to each other, that Reuven has the ability to cut down the branches of Shimon's trees, because Shimon only has a right to have his trees and its branches remain in his own field. And as Rashbam at the end of the third line of the wide line states, for Hanami Lahu Dami, and our case is similar to that case, as these trees are not planted in the kaka of Reuven, Shimon, who bought three trees, has a right to the kaka. And Shimon is considered mesul completely from Reuven, and therefore the Sefer Mishnah can be going with Rabbi Kiva. And as we already explained, the Rashbam continues, and therefore, by the fact Rabbi Lezer is asking this question, and really our Mishnah could have been explained according to Rabbi Kiva, therefore it seems that Rabbi Lezer actually passed like Rabbanon, and that's why Rabbi Lezer asked this question. But now that we explained that the Sefer Mishnah could be going with Rabbi Kiva, in Chanami, Rabbi Yechanan is correct, the buyer of these trees would even have a right to an area that's outside the perimeter of the trees, Kimloy or Yerbisaloi. The Rashbam continues, Umiyu Resha Vade Diktoni Gabishne Ilonis, in Mesu Inlikako, Loy Mesukbek Rabbi Kiva, Damar Mechas Rabatim, Machi Ilonis Vishaya Kaka Lufano, Plukta Rabbi Kiva Rabbanon, and Ayin Sham, and as we previously mentioned, Ayin and Taisis on Daf Lam Zayin Rabbeis as well. Also, Ayin the bottom of Daf Ayin Alpha Malav, in the member of Rav Huna, which is similar to this idea that we just stated in the name of Nachman Yitzchak. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let us see the Mishnah on Daf Sabbath Tesson Rabbeis, and the Mishnah states, Mishiesh Legina Lefnimi Ganasa Shechaveri, that if Reuven and Shimon were partners and they split up the partnership, or Reuven and Shimon were brothers and they split up their estate of the father, or if Reuven had a large field and he sold Shimon a parcel of land that was right in between his gardens, and the only way that Shimon could get to that area was by walking through Reuven's Gina and Reuven's garden, Reuven agreed with Shimon that Shimon will have a right of way and be able to walk directly through his garden. The Mishnah teaches us that Shimon doesn't have full rights to walk through this garden at any time he wants, but he has a limited right to use this path, and nichtas b'shosha derech p'nei adam nichtasin, v'yaitze b'shosha derech p'nei adam yaitzin, v'ein emachlis l'teich etagrin, and he can't bring other vendors inside this area, v'lo yikonas m'teich l'teich stei acheres, and he can't use this area as a shortcut, and he only could use it for this limited right. He should have the ability to get to his garden, and the Mishnah then states, v'achitzin z'riyas ha'derech, and l'maisa we look at this parcel of land as if it belongs to Reuven, and therefore Reuven has the ability to plant this land and to cultivate this garden. And in a Chanami, at the point that Shimon has to walk through this area and walk on his path, he will be allowed to walk on top of Reuven's seeds. However, the Mishnah continues that is only talking about a scenario where this path that Reuven granted to Shimon was right in between and right in the middle of his garden, and therefore certainly Reuven retained a lot more rights because he doesn't want Shimon to use that area. However, the Mishnah continues, Nostalik Derech Ben Atzad Midashneim, that if Reuven and Shimon agreed, Reuven will not grant him a path right in the middle of Reuven's garden, but instead they segregated a path that is at the edge of the garden. This deal was made through Bezdin, then by the fact that they made sure to leave this path at the edge of the garden, which is not such an important area to Reuven, so therefore, Nichlus B'shoshu Reitzah V'yaitzah B'shoshu Reitzah U'machzal Teich Etagrin V'lo Yikonis M'teich L'teich Stei Acheres V'zeh V'zeh Ein M'shoyin L'zeria. In this case, neither party could plant this area, neither Reuven nor Shimon would be able to cultivate this area. And as Rashbam states on Daf Tzadik Tesson Beis, the Kivin of Matzadhi L'gamri Yechdu L'hilich Greda, and therefore it shows that their intent was that Shimon will be able to use it for walking, and no one will be able to use it for any other purpose. And with this Hakdamah, let us see our Gemara. Amalei Abai Rabbi Yosef, Abai says to Rabbi Yosef, Oisin Eir V'Salah Mizaron. Now that we stated that Shimon has a right to this area that's outside the trees, but who has a right to plant this area? And certainly the area that's Tachtein U'Beinayim would certainly belong belong completely to Shimon, and Shimon will be able to plant and cultivate this area. However, Abaye asked Rabbi Yosef that the area that's being given to Shimon in order for Shimon to be able to harvest his crops, that is not necessarily given completely to Shimon, and it's only given to him as right away. And Amalei Tanisu, Rabbi Yosef responded to his Talmud Abaye that we learned this in the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Tesamah Beis, Hachitzin Zerei Sederach, and we see that Reuven retains the right to plant the area that he gave to Shimon. Therefore, Lechayra, in our case as well, Reuven retains the right to cultivate the area that's Chutzalah Kumalei Oyer V'Saloi. Gemara states, Amalei, that Abaye responded to his Rabbi Yosef, Mi Dami, that how can you compare our case to that case? Hasan Lesleib Seid Lekeach. Over there, we're talking about a right of way and a path that Shimon could use in order to go to his Gina. And certainly, even if Reuven will plant his seeds, that will not disturb Shimon's ability to go and walk to his Gina, as he'll be able to walk on top of Reuven's seeds. However, Abaye continues, Avahocha Islip Seid Lebali Ilan, the Amalei Kamatanfi Peri. In our case, if Reuven will go and plant the area that's around the trees and Kamaloi Irvisaloi, then certainly Shimon will say to Reuven that he's actually causing me a hezek, as my peris may fall down on top of this land, and you already fertilize this land, and that will cause my peris to become dirty, and it will actually ruin my peris, and you'll damage me, and therefore I don't want you to plant in this area. Therefore, Abaye tells his Rabbi Yosef, Holy Dami al the Sefer, that our case is more similar to the Sefer of the Mishnah of Tzadik Tesamah Beis that stated Vizeh Vizeh in Rishayin Lazaria. We see that in the scenario where both Reuven and Shimon agreed, and Bezdin chose exactly where the path should be, neither Reuven or Shimon will be able to plant in this area. The Afagav the Efsimur who Shazroi Me'akva Lichasin Sas, and even though it's only a very minor inconvenience to Shimon, it won't really stop Shimon from walking towards his Gina, as certainly he'll be able to walk on his Zroyim. Even so, we say that both Reuven and Shimon can't plant and can't cultivate this area. The Koshkin Gaba Oyvisali, the Havikim Adashneim, and therefore, certainly in our case, Shimon bought the rights to this land, and Shimon bought the right from Reuven to be able to walk around the area with his basket in order to be able to harvest his produce. And certainly, since Shimon will have a major pseudo, as the mice that appears may fall onto the fertilizer that Reuven places in the field in order to cultivate this field, then certainly Reuven would not have a right to go and plant this area, and therefore neither party has a right to plant in this area. The Gemara ends off, Tani Kavosid Abaya, that we have a raya from a braisa that's exactly like Abaya and not like Rabbi Yosef, as a reza konan tachteinu b'nei v'chutzlan kemloi oyer v'saloi, and the braisa ends off, v'zeh v'zeh in v'shayin l'zoyra, which is exactly like the shita of Abaya, and we will stop over here.